This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump testified under oath on Monday as part of a civil lawsuit brought by protesters who alleged they were assaulted by his security guards in New York in 2015. A lawyer for the protesters told a news conference Monday that Trump sat for a videotaped deposition on Monday morning at Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan. A group of protesters brought the lawsuit in 2015. They alleged that Trump's security guards attacked them while they were demonstrating outside Trump Tower in September of that year. They were protesting the then presidential candidate's comments that Mexican immigrants were criminals and rapists. Trump said in a statement he was pleased to have provided testimony in the case. He called the proceedings, quote, just one more example of baseless harassment of your favorite president. The lawyer for the prosecution, Benjamin Dichter, told reporters that Trump, quote, was exactly how you would expect him to be. He answered questions the way you would expect Mr. Trump to answer questions and conducted himself in a manner that you would expect Mr. Trump to conduct himself. The U.S. State Department says top U.S. envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, is stepping down less than 2 months after the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the Taliban takeover of the country. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Khalilzad will be replaced by his deputy, Tom West. He said West will work closely with the U.S. Embassy, which is now based in Doha, on U.S. interests in Afghanistan. Khalilzad has not yet commented on the State Department's announcement. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An official said Monday that health problems are preventing Czech President Miloš Zeman from carrying out his duties. The Speaker of the Czech Senate said in a letter he received from the Prague Military Hospital, where Zeman is being treated, that the 77-year-old president was said to be unable to work. According to the letter signed by the hospital's director, Zeman is unable to perform any working duties for health reasons, and the long-term prognosis is very uncertain. Zeman was rushed to the Czech capital's military hospital on October 10th. That was a day after the election for the lower house of parliament. Although the office of Czech president is largely ceremonial, the president is responsible for tapping a party leader to try to form a government after a parliamentary election. Haitian workers went on strike Monday to protest the security situation in the country, recently brought to the world's attention by the kidnappings of members of a U.S.-based missionary group. Streets in the capital, Port-au-Prince, were mostly quiet Monday as workers stayed home to denounce the nation's lack of security. The White House said Monday that the FBI is working to find the missionaries and deliver them to safety. Members of the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, 16 Americans and one Canadian, were in Haiti to visit an orphanage, according to Christian Aid Ministries. They were kidnapped on Saturday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Joe Biden is receiving regular updates on the FBI's and the State Department's efforts to rescue the missionaries. The State Department said Monday it had a small team on the ground working closely with Haitian authorities to find the kidnapped missionaries. Ethiopia's military launched airstrikes on the capital of the war-battered Tigray region on Monday. A hospital official said the strikes killed at least three people, among them children. The government had initially dismissed reports about the bombardments on Mekele as an absolute lie, but state media later confirmed the Air Force had struck Tigray People's Liberation Front targets. They were the first air raids on Mekele since the early stages of the almost year-long war in northern Ethiopia. And General Colin Powell, the first Black U.S. Secretary of State and a former chairman of the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, died Monday from complications of COVID-19. He was 84. His family announced his death on a Facebook posting, saying, "We've lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American." The family said Powell had been fully vaccinated against the virus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.